My first IVF cycle was when I fell pregnant, but then also had a miscarriage. And it was one of the most defining moments of my life. It was probably one of the hardest things I've ever gone through. And I remember walking down the corridor at work, just feeling like I'd been hit by a bus, feeling like I was in this massive fog and that I just had tears in my eyes all the time. I felt like I could burst into tears at any moment. And that was probably the biggest rock bottom that I had. But honestly, from about 6 months of trying to conceive, every time I would get a negative pregnancy test, I would be on the floor in a heap, a nervous wreck, having all of the thoughts swirling through my head 24/7. What if I never become a mum? How long is this going to take? Am I doing something wrong? All of the questions, all of the fears, all of the doubts, and really feeling isolated and alone. We only told people that we were trying to conceive after we got to a fertility clinic. And so it was like this secret heartbreak that I was navigating every month up until the point that we got to the fertility clinic. And then it was this whole cycle of really needing to bring in the big guns, questioning whether we would ever become parents and feeling like we were throwing money down the drain month after month after month. When I had my miscarriage, I honestly wondered and questioned whether I could even continue trying to conceive or whether it was time for us to just give up, move on, and try our hardest to piece together and scrounge together a life that felt semi-decent, albeit very different to the life that I had envisaged having from the point of when I was a child. And here's what I want to let you know, that if you are feeling in this space right now, you are not alone. Maybe you've just had a failed IVF cycle. Maybe you've had another negative pregnancy test and you're not at a fertility clinic yet. Whatever it is, I wanted to invite you to a free masterclass that I'm running. It's going to be, for those of you in Australia, it will be on the 25th of August at 8 a.m. For those of you who are in the US, it will be 8 p.m. on Wednesday night for those of you who are in New York. So I think that's 5 o'clock in California. If you're in the UK, then you probably won't want to stay awake for this, but know that there will be a replay. I'm going to be running a free training with my 7-part release framework that's going to show you how to pick up the pieces in a really healthy, beautiful, and easy way. I'm going to share with you my 7-part release framework that's going to help you process, regroup, get unstuck, and move forward in a really healthy and beautiful way. If you'd like to learn just how to do that, then come and join me for this live training. Like I said, it's going to be on the 24th, 25th of August, depending on where your time zone is, and it's free. However, tickets are limited. So we have a limited number of people that we can allow into the event. So if you are feeling like you would like to join us, then please head pronto to robinburkin.com/masterclass. We'd love to invite you to this training. It's going to be super helpful. And like I said, I'm going to share with you a 7-part release framework to help you process, deal with, and then move forward after negative pregnancy tests and honestly, any setbacks. So join us at robinburkin.com/masterclass. Can't wait to join so many of you there live. And it's going to have a big Ask Anything Q&A at the end. So whether that's a question about my stuff, what I do, or a personal question about my journey, come and you can ask any of those questions that you have. Thank you so much and hope to see you at the masterclass.